Blog Talk Radio.
Hit the other side, Shabbat starting to come in a little bit early.
Well, it's getting there close. It still ain't Shabbat. Not quite just yet. Damn, y'all in there feasting, ain't you? Where they get all them food?
Did you like some?
No, I won't know. Where they getting food? Anything left in the refrigerator?
Ashley gave me the smoked turkey. I just whipped up something real fast.
But we doing well in the land of the living. As y'all know, we're fresh off of coming from that crap hole called the West Coast. It's bad. Went to Portland, Oregon. When I say bad, bad. Graffiti everywhere. I don't care where you live. Rich, poor, city, suburbs, it makes like graffiti everywhere. As y'all always said, just the graffiti everywhere. People sleeping, they got an ordinance out there in the city that if somebody sets up a tent and it's on the city property sidewalk and it has to set me in front of your house, you can't touch them. Leave them out. And believe me, people are kept out on city property. They're kept out on sidewalks in front of people's homes. They're kept out on underpasses, overpasses, downtown. I kid you not. I'm talking about Portland is straight up skid row. Is that bad? And there's a spirit, there's a liberal spirit out there, spirit of liberalism. And it just speaks to me even more so volumes that if you have that type of liberal spirit, you can pretty much tell which way the city is going to go. Everything in the world is politics. People just don't know it. Even in religion, politics. And most people don't know what politics really is. Politics basically sum up in nutshells who can lie best and get away with it. That's just a flat out. That's the sum it up. That's the Cliff Notes version of it.
That's right.
But it's all games. No matter, and you know, one reason why they use the word politics is because ain't nobody lying to politics. It's whoever uses the best strategy. So if they can get out here and give you misinformation and disinformation, and you choose to believe it, politics. Old Sleepy Joe just got finished being caught with his hand in a proverbial cookie jar again. They got him on tape with the used-to-be president of Afghanistan telling him to lie. When you get in front of those cameras, lie to everybody. See, the only thing that really matters with Sleepy Joe is optics. And I told y'all, the State Department just put on their website, they told the people over there, the Americans over there, I guess, said, do what you can to escape, but don't rely on the American government. And I tell y'all, Death Wish, now you know what this president's trying to do? He's trying to act like Afghanistan ain't never happened. And if they'll do that with those American people and any American people, see, black folks, we're a little bit more wiser than you white folks. Because we done been through the Tuskegee experiments. We know what civil, or let's say, civil rights are. We know this government. That you go home, go to war, you come home and get shot, you get lynched. Now what's happening is the white people are experiencing what the black people knew all along. And now your government is betraying you. Just like they've always done us. And I tell you, man, when you got Americans, you know, this one, it burns on you. This one, it really truly does, because that could have been any of us. People got their wives over there and their husbands over there, and they can't get back. And I told them, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to get killed. They're going to be executed. Taliban is already running door to door, finding anybody who's ever helped any Americans whatsoever. You don't understand, over there, them people, they believe in old ways. They will literally put you in the middle of the street and chop your head off with a sword. Now they got $85 billion worth of American armament gift by the American taxpayers. The Taliban look like us. If we could go in and fight them, we wouldn't know who's who. News media parading up the Taliban special forces. You know how it makes the special forces now, right? Because they got nods, they have Kevlars, they got ARs and they got breastplates and man, they look good. See, most people don't know them. I had gotten out for stuff. I spent a lot of my days, well, the last 4 or 5 years in military. Man, I'd run around like this. Because that's the type of job I had. And, of course, when you get back in uniform, you got to shave it off. You know what I mean? Yeah, but that's why you look on the AC Special Forces and all them have beards and everything else because, you know, we're not at the same. I'm not Special Forces like what they say. But there are a lot of people special. Joe Biden. He's proven I'm special.
So special.
This damn shell of a man. How in the hell? There's no way in hell you can convince me that he was the most popular president in American history. 80 million votes. Huh? He's more popular than Donald Trump. Because when I talk like this, people forget about me getting on Trump's ass for draft dodging. Line your ass off, make America great again. America ain't never been great. But we on Joe Biden and they're trying to deflect right now. You don't really need no deflect. He's already in deflection.
That's true.
And so that's the reason why I talk about this stuff, because if I don't get out and get my voice, people will be flat out to see I have tenure and experience. You know what I mean?
Yes,
let's give them some of these announcements here. Well, we're in the ninth month of the Roman year, the seventh month of the Hebrew year, and we got trumpets coming up next week. Next week. Starts at Tuesday night at night, women. No, Monday night, nightfall. Right? Yeah. Y'all check out Hebrew calendar. I think my side's got it up there right. And, because we're going to be here terrorizing our neighbors now that we own this land up here, too. We walk up and down the street. I thought they would all be out there trying to look and carry on stuff. I guess they know better than to say something.
Oh, yeah. Learn by now.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine them trying to tell us, stop walking on the road, blowing them trumpets? Man, we'd really get loud then. We pull out our guns, start shooting in there. Think we the Taliban. Because they know this time of year what to expect. And don't y'all know that many of them, they sit up there and they literally sit down in front of y'all and get upset when they see all these people go up and down the road. It ain't none of their business. Mind your own business.
Yes.
We mind it ours. Huh? But we got, then 10 days later, Day of Atonement starts at nightfall, what the world calls Wednesday night. And then ain't nothing but a few days from now, Tabernacles kicks off. Me a lot of people. Can y'all believe that we got people that's on the waiting list that should have called and got their name in, but they procrastinated. I think I could be wrong. Maybe I'm under some type of illusion. I actually think when I speak with clarity and understanding.
Yes, 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 sir. That's very true.
You know what I mean? That's why, I could be deceived. Many are deceived by their own vain opinion. So, hey, I'm not exempt from that, but I'm like, how do people miss it?
Yeah.
Now they're sitting here biting their nails to the quick, hoping that somebody won't come so they can get to the peace. This week, I got an influx of people who used to be a part of the ministry. And you know them all. You know them too, all of them. I ain't going to mention that right now. Now Pastor Dow was right. I was wrong. I was arrogant. Man, I just only hope that they can just let me back in the fellowship. I don't have a problem with people crapping on themselves and then repenting. But what's some wasted years, huh? Some of them 5-6 years. Gone. Wasted. People don't understand how much residue you have on you.
Ooh, that's true.
When you've been separated from us all these years. You understand what I mean? You got some residue.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to deal with that. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
If you go out there and hobnob with the world, and you ain't been in contact with nobody who's trying to live set apart or be holy, you're going to have more of the world on you than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to tolerate that.
Yes, right. You're speaking truth.
The problem now, if they come in humility, then it wouldn't be so bad, if you understand me. Transition wouldn't be so bad. But,
right,
man, I tell you, we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see. Oh, don't worry about it. I ain't forgot about the most shaman anointed ones, Baki. Baki. Pastor's name is Yaki. No, Baki. Baki. Ba, short for Baal. Ba, Baha, Ba, Baha'i, Ba. No, yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'm going to get him. I noticed he's been silent a little bit.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm saying? I've been manifested that he was the Most High. If he's the Most High, he always been the Most High, right? When do y'all know the Most High make a video about getting drunk? This is my drink. You feel so good. All kind of stupid stuff.
Wow.
Why would the Most High break his own law and get tattoos in the middle of his forehead?
Come on, man.
See, this is some nonsensical, stupid stuff here. You know what I mean? But, man, I told y'all he was unhinged.
Yes, sir.
Did mac and cheese repent yet? He's still over under that delusion, that strong delusion. Hey, the Bible said it was going to happen in the last days. Wasn't a strong delusion.
That's right.
Hey, all of y'all that are sending donations by way of Cash App, Super Chat, I appreciate it. I am going to, hopefully, this week coming up, I'm going to do live videos still on YouTube here and there, but not like I'm on Patreon. I want to concentrate more on the people who put their money where their mouth is. Because every time, I got this damn troll out there now again. I don't know how he does it. He uses my name, look just like it, use my image. Talking about WhatsApp me and all this other stuff. The troll is back again. It's kind of like that Houdini song, The Freaks Come Out. But I much rather do a live video through the week with the patrons than to sit up there and put out all this wonderful information we get. Y'all can't see this world going from bad to worse? This is really bad. You've been with me about 10, 11 years now. Hey, you've seen this thing.
Yes.
This is almost scary as fast as this thing is coming down. Y'all used to it. Y'all used to it because you have nothing else to go on.
Exactly.
This generation y'all was born in.
Exactly.
But for those of us who, man, I've been right to understand, man, I was a little boy in the 70s. So I'm very familiar with the 70s. I was born in the 60s. I started, oh, yeah, I was... Man, early 70s, I could already understand everything was going on. 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000 to 2010, all the way up to now. That's a lot of generations right there, man. I done seen a lot. That's why I can speak with such clarity. Hopefully that y'all don't get to see. But, man, yeah, we're going to make sure that debate is coming, but it's going to come when I tell y'all it's going to come. Hallelujah. And those of you that are giving my PayPal as well, I read y'all messages when I get to them. I appreciate it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to spin it. We definitely going to spin it. And whatever we spend it on, it'll be right. It will be right. But, man, I don't know why. You know the scriptures say your cities are burned and your house is left unto your destiny. Remember Prophet Isaiah talked about that, right? And, man, I try to tell them people out there about that in Portland. Man, people just in love with these population centers. Portland looked worse than Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
Now, I'm telling you.
Wow.
We driving down the road and right off the overpass, and people just throwing trash out the window. Throwing bottles out the window. I mean, trash everywhere. Everywhere. Tents everywhere. You can see people bathing. See people going in a little butthole and hole and people with no shirts on. And it's getting rough. It's bad out there. And Pastor Jeff and him out there told me, he says, you ain't seen nothing. He says, what they do is the news media will put a trash can on fire and then have you to think that all the black people did it. He said, but it's all the white people that's tearing up the city. But they don't put y'all, they don't put them on there. They put the black folks on the news media. He said, all white people, Antifa and all them. He says, man, you don't never know when they get ready to march through this city and just start tearing up stuff. They got still downtown businesses still boarded up. Downtown is almost desolate. They barely got businesses open up and everything. People afraid to go, I pass it down. I've been hollering and screaming for years. Get out of the cities. And then people think they can obey y'all by being in them cities. Why, you know, from the very beginning, if the Most High wanted us in the city, what the hell does an Israelite, a man that's supposed to be a farmer, an agriculture man, what the hell does he look like being in the damn cities? I mean, first thing he did was get a lot out of the city. And that was pulling our teeth.
Yes, sir.
That was literally pulling our teeth to get him out of there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but we gonna stay in it. Warned you that he's. Whoa. I mean, and the people walk around, no spirit, no hope. I met some good people out there in Portland, Oregon, though. I really, truly did. Good, kind-hearted people. Being good ain't good enough. It's going to take obedience.
That's right.
Thing that disturbed me more than anything else is that people have this sense of, because they were Christian, and they had some relationship with the Father, that all of a sudden they brand new into this way, they think that they know just as much as we do. That is broke. You don't. Unless you live with saints, you don't know nothing. You can get a confirmed back, can't you, DJ?
I mean.
You don't know what the sword is. Don't know what sacrifice is. See, now it's easy to make the sacrifice. But you have to understand, when we was making this sacrifice, there was nobody really in front of us to look at. You understand what I mean? I went around a few places, looked to see what I could learn. Nobody would set me down and actually go through, this is how you do it. This is what you look for. Now let the Most High lead you. If you need any advice, I'm here. I didn't get none of that. You know that. Monkey Bass in the house, Ranger in the house. I thank all y'all for your offers. We're going to try to get y'all, all right? But it's just sad. It's sad.
Yes.
And now, man, people, they are... Well, you know, I'll get to that in a minute. The new mailing address, Sister Wendy, you're going to have to make another one with that beautiful radio voice you got. It's Highway... No, it's 641 Highway 52 Bypass West. Box 7. PM Box 7. And at that box, you can actually put down Straightway Truth Ministry, care of me or whoever else you want to mail it to in the ministry. I only pay like $40-something dollars a month for that box. Post office. Them boogers got to look. The audacity to put a little step up. It's time to renew your box. How much is it? $140. This little big box. Man, y'all forget y'all. I ain't thinking about y'all. Why would I want to pay $140 for a dang box? Well, I got this box right across the street. Now I got to do address changes for the foundation since they ought to move right across the street now. I gotta go back to every business, man. Everything I'm doing business with him and take all that, take it to one address, I'll make a change. You know, the onus is on us. But somebody asked you, what's the ministry stance concerning the vaccine? Do what you want. I ain't taking it. They asked me about the PRC test. I still, to this day, I don't get nothing with that at all. But that damn snake venom and monkey butt. Let me tell y'all something. This virus ain't going nowhere. It's going to be with us like the flu. Endemic. And the sad part about it is they putting all this information out. You know what? I want to play something here. See if I can pull this off. I want y'all to listen. Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to hear. Y'all notice, even on, let me go with this one first. No, this one. Even on Patreon, I've been putting a lot of information out what other people are saying. Because they say it better than I could. They already got the facts. Oh, by the way, I'm out of YouTube strike jail.
Oh,
I got my tracking device cut off my leg.
Yeah.
26th of August. And that's the reason why I could go to Portland.
All right.
Hallelujah. I tell you. And, hey, bless all y'all. Hallelujah. It's good seeing all y'all here. But, you know, Kabir said it best. Kabir said, Pastor, you know, Kabir, he says some serves a lot, right? And everywhere he goes and he listens and he watches, he goes, light years, just light years. Talking about Straightway as a whole. You know, what the Father's doing with us. Just like years, I mean. But, hey, everybody teaches on. But a lot of people who refuse a shepherd because they want to be sheep without a shepherd, well, they're going to find out real quick, fast, in a hurry. Read Jeremiah 3:15 teaching. Everybody already know what it says, but read it. I mean, what did it say this for if it wasn't a possibility?
Right.
Try being a shepherd and you didn't even know you was going to be one.
So
think about that one.
Yeah.
Huh? You all mind your own business, whatever that is. And the Most High, he disturbed your whole life. He didn't really disturb me. He actually woke me up. But I tell you what, man, I've been working my rear end off. Ain't no big deal. I've always been a hard worker, but y'all wait till y'all get ready to hear what I'm getting ready to play. All right? I'm going to play two clips right here because they are very important. Now, everybody's done heard about the Georgia Guidestones, right?
Yes.
And if you're so free and so liberty, you know, I had a sister down in Texas. She works in a hospital, a nurse. And they told her, if you don't take the vaccine, we're going to fire you. So she had a lot of information from the ministry. I sent her some information, right? She goes into this meeting. Guess who's in the meeting? A rabbi from the Jewish community, a Baptist preacher, and some other flavor Christian preacher. And they want to ask her a question based on her belief system. Can you believe that? I'm doing pretty good. Can you believe that, though? And she, because she really doesn't come into the faith now, and she really understands, she's like, wow, look at this. And by the time she got finished with all of them, they religious exemption. No, we ain't going to fire you and all you. What can you do? I sent her a message. I said, make them fire you. If they're going to fire you, don't y'all voluntarily quit. Make them fire you.
That's right. That is
it. Make them fire you so at least you get some unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out there just because he's putting pressure on you. I quit. And then there are other people receiving the vaccine. They say, I never get it. As soon as their job is at hand, they tell them, they go, man, they freely got it. You ain't going to cry about it later. Right. See? Now, Jeremiah 3:15.
Yes. Yah will give you pastors according to his heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
All right. So what are the pastors out here preparing their people? Telling them head up. Because you have to understand, all these things are a prelude to the mark. Remember what he said in the book, and he calls us all. No discrimination. None whatsoever at all. And notice, not force, cause. And because many of you haven't positioned yourself, because you're too stubborn, you're too hard-headed and proud and stiff-necked, you have no humility in you whatsoever at all, to admit, man, straightway's been on the right side of history all these years. And now, after being called so many names, fanatic, kook, crackpot, cult leader, boy, I tell you, you notice, right now, the silence is deafening, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Ain't nobody talking about us now.
Yes, sir.
Now I got people reaching out. Who you talking about? I got people reaching out, want to actually come and talk to us now, which is good. At least that's wisdom. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
At least that's wisdom. But man, oh man. What we face with, man, you people, the problem is you better start moving with fear. Fear. Is that bad out there? You can see it right. You can see the writing right on the wall. I mean, it is that. And I'm watching people, no hope in their eyes. I'm watching people that, man, they're just trying to figure out what can I do? What can we go? What can we do? Let me tell you how it's going to go down, all right? It's going to go down that if you've been a good, faithful person in the ministry and still start really getting mad, we can build a lean-to next to the chicken coop and you can live back. What do you care as long as you're on land?
Hey, I'll learn. Praise God.
But here on the land, we've always had the standard operating procedure of always having a spare bedroom just in case you can move somebody in when a crap gets really bad. Notice, that's predicated upon how's your attitude been. Have you been rebellious? Have you been often reproved and stiffen your neck and harden your heart? You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, all this, because even in great tribulation, we turn around and we have you to move on here, and you're unconverted in all these ways. You think you're going to be able to move in with us and then all of a sudden just change your attitude to fit in with us? It don't work like that. You're going to be just like Corey Nathan in a beer. You better start living this thing. I can't tell you how many people are going to come knocking at the door with puppy dog eyes and I'm going to say, see you. Go on out there and keep serving what you were serving while you was, like the Most High said, while you was on earth.
Yeah.
Wow. But the righteous people with the righteous heart come on in, man. We'll turn that old tabernacle, put up some boards and stuff and make rooms. Whatever we got to do. Until the Most High puts us in the wilderness. Like he said he was going to do. He said that in Zoom 12, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Said a woman had a place prepared for her in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
And most people, these are just, you know, the word is has become cliches.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
If somebody can preach the word, speak the word, teach the word, they sound like somebody that plays well on the instrument.
Right.
It's something to hear. It's nice to get excited about, but we really don't have to do nothing. That's the attitude. And you can see that this American dream, which is quickly becoming an American nightmare, y'all don't have the same so-called, quote-unquote, opportunity we had. Now it's time to us old country saying, go, it's time to hunker down. It's time to get your spirit right. Sound like the same old banjo, don't it?
Yes, sir.
I see all y'all in the super chat. Man, we got 664 in there tonight. That's a lot of people. So that means 664, that chat is not on hand. It's just probably about 1,700 people right now looking at chat.
Wow.
Because as soon as this thing is over with, it'll show you like 2,000 some hits.
Mm-hmm.
So that number is not accurate for what it's displaying.
Wow. Okay.
And so it's really a lot because a lot of people are listening to this, and there's probably about 5-6 people in the room, in a home, you know what I mean?
True. Yes, sir.
Communities watching, there's a lot of people on it.
Yeah. Right.
And, man, y'all got to hear this, though. Man, y'all got to hear this. I want y'all to listen to this very carefully, okay? And if you don't want to hear it, don't worry about it. Keep your utopia and go back to sleep. We'll still be here when you wake up. So I got to move that thing?
Monitor one.
Y'all listen to this.
People are having jab remorse. They're feeling tired, weak, mentally clouded, dizzy. What are these shots doing to people's blood?
See, this truly is a bombshell. This is the first that I've seen blood examination of blood under a regular microscope.
Hey, can y'all hear that? I don't want to sit up there and play this thing. And let this thing need to turn down a little bit because it's up there. Y'all need to let me know if y'all can hear it, okay? If y'all can hear it, let me know. Yes, no. I want to make sure, okay, good. You got a few yeses, so. Oh, yeah, here we go. Listen.
These pictures come to us from Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen. He's a 40-year physician with experience in the U.K., and he's taken it upon himself to take his patients who have come to him with complaints and illnesses from the jab that he does not recommend. And he's taken a look at their blood.
Notice, even these people right here, they're not saying from the vaccine shot, they're saying the jab. Why? Because they will get canceled. You see what I mean? So people got to be careful what they say, transformers. You know what I mean? All this other stuff, but speaking in code.
Yeah.
But listen to this, I'm sorry.
A microscope in what's called a blood smear. Let me just share with the audience what a blood smear is. Your blood is taken like it normally is for any kind of analysis out of your arm or vein and into a tube, and then they take some of the blood, a bit of a sample, and they put it on a specially treated glass plate, and then they look at it under the microscope. What Dr. Van Welbergen has found, and he has shared these pictures, and I believe it's the first time we've seen them, is that, and I've provided a photo for us to look at to your producers. When you're looking at this particular picture, it is a side-by-side, same magnification under the microscope. On the left, you see healthy, normal blood from a person who has not been injected with any of these materials, any of these quote-unquote vaccines. And you see these are red blood cells. They're nice and round. They have a dark center that's very normal. There is good spacing between them. You don't see any debris or material. You don't see them clumping or with strange shapes. What you're seeing side by side on the right-hand side of your screen is the blood of a blood smear from a person who took one of the Moderna shots. And if you'll notice, before we get to those large gold tubular structures, if you notice on the blood cells compared to the healthy ones on the left, you see they're all crumpled. They're not nice and round. Their nuclei, the middle portion, looks destroyed. And they're starting to clump or aggregate to each other in a sticky fashion. Now, the gold, he calls them, Dr. Van Welbergen calls those gold structures, tubes, that they, when he magnified them even further on the regular microscope, they are actually in a tube form, and you can see the opening on either end of those. Remember, this looks strikingly like the graphene oxide that we saw under the regular microscope from the Spanish researchers, La Quinta Columna, where you saw that sort of folded over protein that looked like looked like it was under a piece of Kleenex under paint. And that's what this is. He's going to investigate it further. The second picture you see, which is a picture alone, shows a great amount of these blood cells that have totally aggregated. They're not normal. There's no space between them. And then you see this large cell that is filled with these white dots. We believe this may very well be like a macrophage, some kind of a defensive white cell. And inside are these white tiny dots. What Dr. Van Welbergen said was that when he put a fluorescent light over this particular cell structure and saw these white dots light up. And this is incredibly stunning, incredibly frightening.
Is that not hot for you? Huh? Is that one not hot for you? Y'all heard it, right?
Yes,
sir. Let's see if I can find this next one, okay? I got another one, okay? I want y'all to listen to this. Y'all ready? Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all hear this, right? Now, I'm going to talk in great detail.
Come on, Chef.
Oh, patrons. I don't do it over here.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing it over entrance. I'm being as wise as a serpent and hard as a dove. Yep. I'm going to talk in great detail on Patreon and tell y'all exactly everything they said. I'm going to break the code and give it to you the skinny on it. Sir, I'm telling y'all, if y'all are not a patron, this is the time you better get your... You better take them worthless Federal Reserve notes and invest it in some wisdom.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we're gonna lay it to the line. Woo. Tell you what, Let's get the next one, all right? Y'all listen to this one. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
I looked at the pros and cons, and it frightens me. And I want you to know about this. You need to be very well informed because this new vaccine is not like your normal flu vaccine. This is something very different. This is something brand new. This is something completely experimental on the human race. And it's not just about being a different vaccine. There are technologies that are being introduced with this vaccine that can change the way we live, who we are, and what we are, and very quickly. And, you know, the vaccine manufacturers have made the statement, this will not alter our DNA, our genome. I say that is not true. Because if we use this process to make a genetically modified organism, why would it not do the same thing to a human? It's synthetic. It's not from nature. And if you look at the Supreme Court justice ruling on synthetic DNA or genes, it can be patented, and patents have owners. So what does that mean for us? What if this gets into our genome? Does that mean Moderna or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Department of Defense, all of these people who are involved in a patent, or are they somehow going to own part of our genome?
Mm.
It's a possibility. You need to know that. So when you get the luciferase enzyme, if you have an iPhone or a special app on the iPhone, you can scan over that area and it will give a digital code, a digital imprint, a digital pattern, something that will identify that you were vaccinated. It holds your vaccination record. It also gives you an ID, a number, a barcode, a branding, whatever you want to call it, a tattoo. It's all the same thing. You now become like a product. These companies are outright lying to us when they say they cannot affect our DNA. Because by all definitions that they are using, this can affect our DNA. What's very concerning to me is that DARPA, this military agency, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is very interested in something called gene drive research for technology, or gene extinction technology. And it's exactly what it sounds like. By using genetic mutations, by use of transfection, for instance, you can exterminate an entire species from the planet.
Well. Like I said, old Pastor Dow and the Saints are straightway looking wiser every day. That's only because we're following the one who is wise.
Hallelujah.
Everybody don't have ears to hear.
Nope.
Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
Everybody don't. They literally just don't have the ears to hear. They don't have the eyes to see. See, everybody, you know, a lot of people are deceived in thinking that the world as we know it is going to continue on. No, it's not. It's going from bad to worse. Man, you eat that watermelon that grew in our garden? You ain't see all the watermelon in the dining hall sitting on the ground? And they put it out every day. All our watermelon got seeds. I looked at that and I said, you better believe it. I looked at that thing. Hey, Carol, bring me that bowl in here that you made me. You cut up some watermelon from our garden today. You know, Israelite.
Yeah.
Agricultural.
Yeah.
Farmer people.
Yeah.
Y'all people farm. The only farming most y'all do is going to the farmer's market. And then when I say stuff like this, that you think I'm trying to be funny? No, I'm trying to put emphasis added.
Yes, sir. Right.
Where is it, mother? Oh, look at this. I can't turn this thing upside down, but look at that thing. Wait, look at that. When last time you ever seen a watermelon like that? See them seeds in there? If I know. Look at that. Let me turn over. Look at that. Last time you ever seen a watermelon that had some seeds in it? Look, see them seeds? That's an Antichrist watermelon. Look at that. Seeds everywhere. Everywhere. Y'all don't see all them seeds in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can take that watermelon right there and plant it again and make more.
Yeah.
It's called heirloom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every herb-bearing seed got to be not every Trader Joe's. What's the
Whole Foods.
I see where some Whole Foods is. Right out here in that garden.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's what his cow's been eating there since he started smacking. Man, that little boy. He, you know, some babies, they don't have enough of that milk. He just ain't cutting it. About 6-7 months, it ain't cutting it. Man, we started feeding him sweet potatoes, butternut squash, mashed up, you know, good green beans. All come from the land. Eggs. Ooh, man. He like, he got no teeth. Now he got 2 teeth. I put some in his mouth, boy. I was like, yeah, you think like racist, boy. Just take my finger off. Give him watermelon. Today he was sitting there in the high chair. Tears streaming down. Everybody's trying to figure out what is going on. So I go look around, see what's going on, nothing like that. And finally, I think it was either summer, now they figured out. He cried because this is what happened. When he can just get finished eating. Y'all got babies. Y'all already know what this is. He can just get finished eating. He'd be in the living room. He crawl all the way around the table while I'm here eating. And he pulls on my leg, crawls all the way up, pick it up. And then he's sitting up there waiting for me to give him some food. So he was sitting there. Boy, his cow ate some Wagyu today. He said,
yeah.
All them tears dropped. He stopped. Mm-hmm. They all. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, that's what it was. He wanted to eat with us. Woo! Look at this watermelon. Look at this melon. I ate a thing like this today of it. Like this. And by the way, in case most of you don't know, watermelon is an aphrodisiac for all you old geezers that are in trouble.
Come on,
I thought I'd tell y'all they let that cat out bad, and y'all go ahead and put $20 in cash out for it. Better than Viagra, you know, your natural Viagra right here. There's one thing about Pass Down, man. We just keep it straight.
Hey,
keep it raw.
Yeah.
We just said, like, ain't no room in your window.
Yeah.
You don't need to sit up there and try to wreck your brain. What did he say? Yeah. Come get this, mama. Y'all give that to her when she comes in. All right. But y'all hear that woman talking? Man, y'all wait till I do this video on Patreon.
And I want you to know.
Wait till I do this video on Patreon, huh? Another one. I've been putting out a lot of videos on Patreon.
Yes,
I've been trying to do what I can to help Israel. No, it's going back in the refrigerator.
In your refrigerator,
can they? No, hell no, he can't. They go down there, right down there, down the hall, pick up one of them big old watermelons. I'll give them a blessing. I'll give them a whole watermelon.
I'm with you.
Or they stand out there in that garden.
Yes, you
know, go pick one.
Yes, sir.
So don't say I ain't gave you none. See, now we're reinstituting an old custom.
That's it.
Letting other Israelites that ain't got none, they can glean the edges of the
fire.
Most of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is like a foreign substance. I'll make a mock. I do make a mock. Because what's stupid is when you can rationalize the word of God so much so to the point that you don't even obey it. That is what's stupid. Y'all better hope we still have some of these watermelons left for the feast, too. But anyway, this guy's been eating genuine organic. You know how we fertilize our gardens? We got a big old Cow manure, that big old manure pile over there. That's a big one over there. You see it today. I looked over there and I go, man, because it takes a couple years for a big old pile like that. That thing is Texas gold. Mm-hmm. Boy, that thing looks good. Next year, garden, woo, it's going to be bumper. Mm-hmm. That's a big old pile, man, big as this room, about as tall as this room sitting over there. A compost.
Yes, compost!
They're like, dang, Pastor, you get all excited about compost, you damn skippy. You better believe it. Some of y'all go out there and pay $5-6 for a bag of shit. Because they tell you it's manure, and then by the time you open up, you got dead mice and everything else in it. See? Facts, see? Second of which, you think you, anyway. Yeah. Pastor Dow can't tell you nothing, though. Can't tell you anything. Tried to, though. He'd have ears, let him in. But y'all hear what that woman was saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break it down to the lowest common denominator on Patreon. Patreon channel is usually in the description box on YouTube. Hey, who is that? Some here. The Patreon channel is usually, it's got, I think my Patreon is Pastor Dow. But there's a link in each one of them, yeah, they go videos. There's a link in each one of them videos. You could teach. There's a link in each one of them videos that's to cash up Patreon. Patreon, I'm telling you, we're going to get hot. I'm telling you. And it's going to cost us some more money, but because y'all donations, I use this money to help expand our reach. Teach Shane on something. I use that to help expand our reach. Hey, and then when that run out, just open at 12. I use that patron to expand our reach, the donations and stuff that come in so we can help get the word out even more so. I spend a lot of money. Y'all don't know, but man, I used to be on International Shortwave Radio.
Yes,
this,
yes sir.
WWCR, WRMB, WAQM. I used to be in a radio station in Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama, Gulf Coast, AM, FM stations. Sure did. Simulcast and broadcasting. Well, I ain't never heard you. You better think y'all had been for the internet. I'm telling you, y'all know what he's doing. His marbles in our eyes.
Yeah,
so what's the internet? Some of you have never heard me because I'm telling you. A year straightway, man, we was living our little old content, simple life. We were living a life, enjoying everything. We knew what we were doing, and now we were going to die and go to the kingdom. Until the Most High, he rebuked me, he said, make yourself known. I said, okay, good. I posted a few little videos on how I went about my little work. And believe me, now, when I said that he said, make yourself known, he didn't talk to me like what you hear.
Right.
There was a severe, serious knowing in my spirit. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
You know, y'all ain't doing all this talking like everybody said. Y'all said. Damn, you greater than Moses.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ooh. You greater than Yahshua with all that talking.
Amen.
Y'all said, y'all ain't doing all that talking. Y'all in sundry times.
Come on.
That's what the book says.
Yeah.
Spoken to us by his prophets, now he speak to us by his son.
Yes.
Don't give me that mess. Yeah, man. Boy, I'm also finding out a lot of these people that I meet, no matter where I go, I'm thinking that these people are people of the book and they know this word, Greg. They don't know this word, man. They don't know that. And the one thing they don't want to do, they want to stick on opinions and not really crack that word open.
Right. That's right.
We're going to get to that word. Man should not live by
bread alone,
but by
word
that proceed forth
out of the body of God.
Period.
Hallelujah.
Might want to hear your vain opinion. You damn sure want to hear mine. I don't want to hear yours.
Hallelujah.
Bless y'all over in Australia.
Hallelujah. They're going through over there.
Huh?
They're going through
over in Australia, man. Them damn people so damn stupid over there. They got everybody on lockdown, everybody. How can a man of God drink beer? Watch this.
Wow.
Don't get up.
Like that.
Just like that. Man, what is that scripture in Deuteronomy 14? We'll throw them up on you. Go to Deuteronomy 14, man. Get that scripture over there, man. That when you come to the feast or whatever it is, and I mean, I remember Jesus was accused of being a
wine bibber.
Yes, sir. Not a grape juice bibber. A wine bibber. A wine bibber. And if you're a Christian, some of your greatest icons in the Christian faith, Martin Luther, John Calvin, they used to get flagons of wine given to them and beer given to them as part of that ministerial payment. Now let's test his boats. These boogers, man. Huh? Y'all got the scripture? Where is that? Deuteronomy what?
14, 20.
26. Y'all ready? I know some of y'all going to get rocked right off the edge of y'all chairs, and but don't worry about it. Remember, there's this old drunken y'all, isn't it? And it's a, didn't the scripture also say, what man's life is it without lying in his head?
That's it.
Lying
in his
head. I'm not saying that you have to drink.
Come on,
you can pick and choose. You don't have to.
Yep. Yes, sir.
But don't sit up there and condemn me, man. Yes. Have y'all ever seen me sloppy drunk when I'm stumbling and falling and throwing up all over the damn place and stuff?
That's right. Oh, you in control.
Shut up.
No access.
Read, teach.
And you shall bestow your money for whatsoever your soul lusts after.
All right. Come on.
For oxen.
For what?
For oxen?
Come on.
Or for sheep?
Or for sheep.
Or for wine?
No. Wine?
Wine.
Some of that Merlot?
Wine.
The Cabernet Sauvignon?
Yeah,
wine.
Wine?
Not grape juice.
Wine. Fermented.
Fermented. Fermented. It's like I said, Dave. Did y'all see that video when I was telling people where they say it was taking me on the chin, what kind of pastor you using all this profanity, all this cuss words? I said, I ain't never cursed a day in my life.
Mm.
Believe it or not, I ain't. I inserted it in the video. I took a little small space of time and went over curses in a video I did on YouTube.
Sure.
Ripped they rear end. Now go check it out and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't mind being corrected. Most people think I'm above correction. I have to understand. Correction is only grievous to them that forsake the way. I got enough sense to hear. I'm well past all this fighting pride. I'm fallible and flawed still like everybody else. I can hear the cadence of someone and they go, oh, hell. Damn, boy, I need to get that one, Donna. I need to prove and repent and do it on that one. Most of you want to fight to maintain the wicked and so-called integrity of your flesh, which it ain't none. Ain't got time for all that. I'm getting to the kingdom. Open up that back door. Scoot over there, open up that back door, get some cool air in here for y'all for a second. Read on, teach.
Or for wine, or for strong drink.
Or strong drink.
Strong drink.
In case y'all didn't know. Right here, what we drinking right here is from Glenfiddich 15-year-old Scotch. Strong drink. Like I said, listen. I went from the day I was born to my first drink, I think it was 19 or 20 years old. I drank from 20 years old to 24 years old, and then I'd have another drink from 24 years old to 44 years old.
Wow.
To be a building.
Yes, sir.
We working. Tell me we working our ass off. Yes. Didn't have time, because when we went to bed, by the time we went to bed at night, man, we went to bed. Yes. There was no time for no setting up a rep. When Sabbath around and y'all wasn't around, we'd have Sabbath. We eat, we go home, go sleep. The Sabbath, woo! Wee! So don't tell me, shut up. You finish that.
Or for whatsoever your soul desires, and you shall eat there before Yahweh thy Elohim, you shall rejoice, you and your household.
You and your household. Now we're going to leave it at that. Man, we got 764 bumper crop in here tonight. Y'all better. I'm going to admonish you. I'm going to try to entreat, invoke, invite, call in there. It would behoove y'all to come over there on Patreon and hear what I got to say from this point all the way on. It's crazy, man. Every month we'll gain like 100-something patrons and then lose 100-something. And I'm like, what the hell are y'all listening to out there? You understand what I mean? I'm like, what in the world? But hey, neither is a free country, free world, do what you want. So, the Biden administration has armed the terrorists. You think I give a damn about their background checks and all this stuff now? Damn hypocrites. You want to regulate us, but you're going to give our image, been fighting for 20 years, free weapons, free ammo. All of us, we got to pay for our shit. They get it for free. I'm like, damn, maybe I need to make a trip to Cabal and get me some of them damn Trixaton sites, man. A couple of them EOTech, man.
Yeah. That's
right. A couple of them Bushmasters and them Jaguars that they use.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if any of them got some thing in defense and don't even know it. They flying helicopters, driving Humvees. They doing everything. Joe Biden, by the end of next week, I expect an armored Humvee in my damn front yard. You better get your sorry ass, put it in my damn front yard, nigga. Taxpayer here.
Yeah. For
real. But give us our damn shit. Straightway want 4 Apaches.
Yes.
3 L-15s.
Hallelujah.
And the nuclear codes. Since y'all giving out free shit, give it to us.
Right.
We'll take it. And while you're at it, drop about $50 billion on them Federal Reserve notes at the front gate. They ain't good for nothing any damn way. You're probably gonna chop them up, any number of trees, decompose them, put them in our gardens. We'll give them to his car and see how far they go. We've been giving all our little babies in the ministry. Did y'all want some of that watermelon for real?
I was waiting. I'm going
to
go get one from the
diner. No, you're going to get one from the diner. I'm just saying, y'all want some. Y'all ain't getting out of my cold shit. I'm already being generous by saying you can get one from down there. Get one from Philip. Hey, we can watermelon out here until it's coming out of our ears.
Hundreds still.
Yeah.
I'm better.
Yes, sir.
Man, I saw a Facebook post today. Most of y'all better get ready for this one. I saw a Facebook post today. You know, y'all know them home cooked meals, right? Man, I looked at that thing. I go, boy, I miss them. Man, I miss them things. What was on the plate? Was some black eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
Hot water cornbread.
Mm.
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
Fried cabbage.
Mm.
And squash.
Mm.
I said, shotgun. I said, I'm done. I said, send me a plate. And no meat on that. That's fine. Send the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, woo, that's good old home cooking right there.
Yeah.
Who gonna balk at that one? Ain't nobody gonna balk at that one. Whoa, man, spinning on down the line.
Damn,
man.
How far on that thing?
at the picture of that plate and I go, man, that reminisce of the love we had. Whoa, I look at that thing and I go. I said, now I see the reason why I'm looking at food all the time. I go,
yeah.
But she's looking at good food. I'm looking at good food.
Yeah,
God, mercy. Boy, straightway, we better start going some damn black eyed
eyes.
That thing looked good, man. Mm. That's bad when you're sitting up and looking at it. And that's a veggie plate. We eat veggie plate. Well, I'm like, wow.
Veggie
plate? That's what it was. There was no meat on that thing. It was good. Man, that would fill us up. We'd been satisfied.
Oh, yes.
Man, he's just thinking about it right now. Let me get my mind right. I'm telling you, just thinking about it. That stuff's hitting. That stuff is hitting right there. Virgin Islands. Gotta love straightway. Got the Virgin Islands in the house, Jamaica in the house, Kenya's in the house. Philippines in the house. Australia's in the house. Canada's in the house. We got a lot of people in the house. Let's get going. Y'all ready?
Oh, yes.
Let's get going, all right? Yahshua, we just go over this a lot today. Because this was one of the... This chapter right here was the hallmark chapter. It was the be-all, end-all. That's how we were able to see what was taking place. Matthew 24.
That's it.
And, man, we got a little Brooklyn, Philly, Atlanta. Man, I'll tell you what, it sure would be nice to see the day when y'all could put some damn townships in the state on here that I'm not even familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Running these big ass cities, get out of the cities.
Please.
Well, who says that? Pastor Dow said it. Well, I ain't got to hear you. What state of the city then? Look at New York. No, even a lot of rats drown in New York. Y'all should thank y'all for Ida. They came up and cleaned that damn place.
Them
floods was bad up there. See, y'all ain't used to stuff like that. And now, can y'all believe that Ida tracked all the way through Louisiana, took a turn up through Alabama and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me? And then turn around and went through Tennessee, Virginia,
yep.
New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and New York. I'm like, why did they do that? Listen, natural so-called acts of God. Y'all know that every one of those things used to just run up the East Coast. They never went inland into the Gulf Coast, down in what Louisiana and all this. This is new shit. They always ran up the East Coast. Now them boogers on the other side of Mexico, mid-state, and they tearing up Louisiana.
Dang.
What y'all need to do in Louisiana is stop all them damn Mardi Gras.
That's it.
Just stop all them damn Mardi Gras. But, man, that's why I keep telling you, I've been living long enough to know weather patterns.
Jesus,
and when I started seeing stuff going around, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Do you have room for us to get out of the city? See what I'm talking about? How many times I told y'all? We're getting places. And mind you, what most of y'all want, y'all got this welfare mentality, this worldly mentality. Y'all want us to get out here, bust our ass, do all the damn work, spend all our damn money, all the resources, put in all the effort, just so your ass can just move on in. That's what they want us to do. Y'all know that, right? That's what they want us to do. So you come in with your funky spirit and tear up every damn thing. Because you know what's going to happen. First rebuke, you're going to turn in a core of Dathan and Abiram. First rebuke.
Come on.
Ah. Dang,
number two.
Yeah, you will. Because you ain't going to be able to bring mama with you.
Come on.
You ain't going to be able to bring daddy with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bible says, and they shall enter into his rest.
Mm.
And the first people didn't enter in because of unbelief. I don't believe what you're saying. Y'all gonna figure out. One thing y'all want to know before my time is up, that a man of y'all has been right in front of y'all the whole damn time. You're going to find out. You're going to find out. And I'm just a man of y'all. I mean, what y'all need to be doing is thinking y'all been thought enough about you to send a man of y'all. Y'all people finished. That Kansas, what that Kansas at its own? All we are is dust in the wind. Man, that's a good song, though, man. That's a good song. Matter of fact, a lot of them songs that was done in the 70s and 80s, Kansas, Boston, that's some good songs. That's some really good songs, man. But, y'all faithful, though, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What I call?
Matthew 24.
Verse 15.
When you, therefore, shall see the abomination.
Now, everybody's waiting on the abomination. You don't even know what an abomination is right now. So how are you going to know what is the abomination that make us desolate?
Mm.
You don't know what Daniel talked about. You don't know what he spoke about. You don't know. If you don't even know what the least abomination is, how are you going to know when it's the greater abomination?
That's right.
Come on.
See the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Let him which be in Judea, flee into the mountains.
Stay in the city.
Flee into the mountains.
Just go to the suburbs.
Flee into the mountains.
All I got to do is just move next door to my neighbor.
Flee into the mountains.
Mutual assistance group with somebody within a mile of me.
Flee into the mountains.
Just next door.
Flee into the mountains.
Cross the street.
Flee into the mountains.
Where is Straightway at? If you can't see this damn mountain, you blind in one eye, can't see out the
other. Come on, Jeff.
And I'm not just saying only Straightway. I'm just saying, he just said, flee into the what? And I'm telling all you people, even if you don't see the abomination, get your ass to the mountain.
Yeah,
at least you be wise.
That's wise.
Look at Goshen. Y'all been to Goshen?
Yes,
that big ass hill.
That's a mountain.
Have you ever tried to give somebody advice and they wasn't hearing you? Just rather than experience frustration, you just took a deep breath and said, "You know what? Let me keep my own sanity. Let me knock this dust off my feet and just mosey on down the road." Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ever done it before?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And him, which is on the housetop, I come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes.
This is serious. Think about this. If you're on a housetop, you're in a flood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even think about going back in the house. Most of you, we're going to rebuild. We'll wait for FEMA to come. Is that right?
That's right, sir.
If you're in the field, don't worry about it. Our crops got flooded, so we'll just replant again. Come on.
And woe unto them that are with child.
Uh-oh. Now, here you go, all you young people out there, because, the Straightway is just like damn military now, man. Every time you turn around, man, women are knocked up. Well, good Israel. I don't have to believe me. I keep going until he's supposed to occupy until he comes. This one is a little bit different. Notice, because he says, woe unto you to be with child what?
And to them that give suck in those days?
In those days. We're not in those days yet. We're close. Mm-hmm. We're not right at the door. But in those days. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
I heard some preachers and stuff, they would use this as a scripture to tell people stop having babies. I said, that's stupid as shit. We ain't in those days. See how much attention you have to pay?
Yeah.
We're not in those days.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? We're at the door, but we ain't in those days yet.
Come on. But pray you that your flight be not in the winter.
Yeah. You know the reason why?
Why not?
Hey, it's simple. Y'all remember Occupy Wall Street?
Yes, sir.
Remember I told y'all Occupy Wall Street? They were doing all that protesting of a central bank that's up 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I ain't got to worry about it to protest long. It ain't going to last long in New York. Winter coming. As soon as winter comes, they all going to be back. They all going back in the damn clouds with a heel. You ain't got to worry about it. I said that. I said this shit ain't going to last long without watch. Everybody has seen me all yesterday. You ain't, don't worry about it. Just wait it out. Winter's coming. Well, before Game of Thrones game, I said, it's coming. I promise you, they ain't going to do it because humanity ain't got no integrity at all. Where that at, Pastor? Well, you got about 6,000 videos. Go through, go find it. You didn't send it all the way. When you find it, send me a copy. Mind you, I was young and y'all gave me wisdom. I'm a hell of a lot more wiser. Ain't you wiser?
Yes.
I'm a hell of a lot more wiser than that when I was. You know what a dangerous thing is? Put this mind that I got in a 24-year-old body.
Ooh. Wait!
But read on.
Neither on this Shabbat day.
So, whatever it is, you need to be praying. But I guarantee you nobody can hear this in their prayers. Very few people, if any, included. Pray that your flight. Pray that your bugging out.
Yeah.
Be not in the
winter.
Need all the supply.
Yeah.
I'm praying that.
Read on.
For then shall be great tribulation.
Just a little bit.
Great tribulation.
Let me tell y'all something. When it says great tribulation, the world is not going to know that they're in tribulation. It's business as usual.
Wow.
The great tribulation is only for Israelites. Only for those of us who have been filled with the Ruach, been obedient to Yah. Everybody else is going to obey every dictate, every mandate of the world. They're not going to have tribulation. Tribulation is only for the saints. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
The world ain't going to be in no tribulation.
Wow.
It's only for us.
Mm.
We're the only ones that's going to lament the condition of this earth and what the hell's going on. Not the world. That's the reason why the Bible says faith come out here and here and come out of the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? Look, I'm not up here trying to grandstand in front of you. I'm here to give you the unadulterated, uncompromising truth.
Yes,
sir. Truth revealed.
Yes, sir.
Your neighbors, they going to take every program. They going to take every mark.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man of sin comes, they going to bow down.
Mm-hmm.
I told you already, I've been saying this for over 20-something years. I said Israel is going to be the only ones, real Israel, not that damn people over there. Prophet. Israel is going to be the only one saying, y'all think that's God? That's the devil.
Yep.
That is the man of sin. Oh, hell no. Look what the book said. Because, I mean, look how much they already done twist and warp everything.
That's right.
By the time you read that, this man doing good. Look at him. And we're going to be sitting up there looking like villains.
Yes, that's right.
They're already trying to make the unvaccinated look like villains.
Yes,
when I had a nurse in the hospital said to that same damn council, that the majority of the people that's in this hospital that has COVID-19 are the vaccinated people.
Wow.
Think about that one.
Wow.
I see Daniel Muir listening. That brother's like a damn sponge.
He is.
I mean, everything I say, he gets. He got a revelation given to him. He does. When he hears truth, he's like, bam, I hear. Oh, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't even understand why we start screaming, hollering, shouting, dancing, over your truth.
Yeah.
It just resonated in the inner parts, and it made it work. It just, it quick as you
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's rejoicing. You're exceedingly glad.
Hallelujah.
Look, great is our reward.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
People understand what they so happy about.
This.
What?
Yeah, about
what the hell
are
you so happy about? Ooh, boy.
Never mind. Never mind.
You know? Never mind. They ain't giving to them to get it. Y'all out there in the living room, it may be a little bit cooler out there, so y'all may want to open up the front door and the screen out there to let some air flow in there for y'all, okay? But I'll tell you, come on, Teach, where we at?
Mm-hmm. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world.
Mm-hmm.
To this time,
no,
nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened.
Uh-oh, here's the key. The Most High is shortening them days for only one purpose and one reason. Read.
There should no flesh be saved.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Watch this, read.
Yes. But for the elect,
yes. That yes. is the reason why.
Yes.
For the elect.
Yes. Come on, Chef.
Now I'm gonna say something here.
Come on.
I want y'all to listen to me very closely. See, most of you get confused. You think because you are associated with a ministry or associated with someone who knows y'all or you know y'all, they ain't gonna cut it.
No.
You have the elect, then you have the very elect.
Yes,
you have the called, you have the chosen. You have the us, and you have the them. Don't get it wrong.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna emphasis add it.
Come on.
We trying.
Yes, sir.
We trying. No, we literally are trying. Y'all getting fooled?
Yes.
Y'all getting fooled? Y'all getting y'all feel? Come on, Deep.
But for the elect's sake.
For the what?
The elect's sake. Those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you.
No, let's stop for a second. Have y'all ever went through a week and you go, dang, that was a fast week.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all, you would have the mindset to go, man, that was a fast week.
Yes.
But time to everybody else is still running the same.
Yes.
But to you, that was so fast, man. Now, put the emphasis on the word.
Come on.
Let those days be
shortened.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Wow. Come on with it, Chef.
That's good.
Look at this. Y'all literally speeding this stuff up.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know he want to get married, too?
Yes,
he been waiting for this time.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes,
oh, never mind.
Come on.
Yeah. He been waiting for this bride 7,000 years.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh,
he put this
down.
Yeah.
Not
7 years.
Not 3 years. Not 3 years.
He's
like, man, we getting close.
Yeah.
Speed it up. Speed it up. Because it's still high.
Man.
Wow.
Hallelujah. See, this is called a real true revival because it's all about the word.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How can people hold themselves on stuff like this, man?
Hey, no.
How they do it? How they do it?
Hey, no.
They can't have the Holy Spirit. They can't have the Holy Spirit. Got to be born of the Holy Spirit. There's no
that's
way.
They won't be quick.
We got the brother in the house. There's Brother Greg, Brother Nab.
Chief
back there. Z.
Yeah.
Z. That's my son, right? I'm going to beat his ass. Right there. And that's holler, screaming, trash. he got who's the one? Rolling Stones beat, man.
Yeah.
That brother sure loves singing. I love it too.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Love seeing young men on fire.
Thank you,
I do, because it reminds me of me.
Yes, sir.
Man, I was on fire. I used to come through. And mind you, I was in Christianity then. Mind you, I used to come in, but I had the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I used to come through the doors waiting, boy.
Yeah.
I would hit my knees in prayer field, tossed up.
Yeah.
And Superman, you could get in there, somebody could say hallelujah. I was like, I was struck blind. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Messiah, or there, believe it not.
Don't do what?
Believe it not.
So, y'all keep your lying, fucking devilish ass.
Yes.
We don't believe it. I don't give a damn. You could be in a sea in the wilderness. We ain't believing shit. I don't give a damn how much divine God your funky, black, nasty, dirty-ass, fingernail nigga-ass is. Get me damn started. Cut that damn hair and brush your teeth and wash your behind, nigga. That's the new statement of the day. See, we got y'all.
Yep.
Got y'all. talk. You talk to a slick devil. But a lot told me, Lord, ain't told you a damn thing.
Hallelujah.
He told me to speak to you. But really, so let me see. I'm a man of y'all, but he told you to speak to me.
Mm.
Bullshit. Mm. I said, I'll tell you what. Tell y'all, I say, go F himself.
Mm.
They look at me. Ah! I said, you tell him I said it. They didn't come back and tell me what he says.
Yeah.
Mm. You know why? Because I know that ain't y'all.
That ain't y'all.
Because he can't be speaking to you.
Right.
And you got your damn nails painted.
Come on.
Your hair bobbed off. You got a mini skirt on. Mm. And your cleavage is showing. But here I am, a man of y'all.
Wow.
And you will tell me y'all talking to you. Get out of my damn face. And you're a woman at that. Get out of my face.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord to the king.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I ain't never heard of no woman being Moshe-ese going up to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be Deborah. Oh, good. I'll give it to y'all. Prophet. Remember, you ain't a prophet. Prophet. Prophet test.
Come on.
Now get your ass under the tree.
Yes.
And watch the men fight the battle.
Come on, man.
Emphasis added.
Yes.
Get your ass under the tree.
Come on.
And let the men fight the battle.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
man. Well, see, the problem is we're not without men of y'all in this day. See, in that day, everybody was doing it was right in their own eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
No prophet in the land.
Yeah.
So he had no choice but to raise up Deborah.
Right.
But now we have me.
Yeah.
Y'all stop twisting and warping scripture and shut up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Y'all getting y'all feel?
Yes, sir.
Because y'all next generation coming up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that y'all sure come before my time is all right. But if he don't, good. I'm going home anyway. See y'all resurrection morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Read.
Bless y'all rise, false messiahs and false prophets.
Come on.
And shall show great signs and wonders.
Notice they're going to do what?
Show great signs and wonders.
I mean, a damn statue is going to come to life. Is that not a great sign and wonder?
That's a great sign.
They're going to be able to call down fire and do all kind of shit. And we gon' this is why I keep telling us, we're gonna be the ones look like we're the ones that's out of step. Because we're gonna be calling out all this falsehood.
Yes, sir.
They're gonna show great signs and wonders, and they're going to deceive how many teach?
Insomuch that if it were possible.
They're gonna do what?
They shall deceive the very elect.
Notice. We went from the elect early to the
very.
Hold on. Keep on. If it were possible. Basically, saying it ain't possible.
Hallelujah.
To deceive the
very.
It ain't possible. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Henceforth, all our messages will be getting the last three Shabbat, four Shabbat.
Yes.
Y'all better get this. You better know who you are on the side. He's literally been trying to hit us upside the head with a pot shit.
Yes.
Get this in your head who you are. Y'all got to get this. You can't hold between two opinions and be double-minded.
Right.
Double-minded person's unstable. That way. You can't be doing that.
Come on.
Y'all can't tell this word just in me.
It's just in me.
It's in any man of y'all that live it. It's in there. Come on.
Behold, I've told you before.
Now notice, y'all sure is doing all this talking.
That's right.
The king.
Yes.
Can't wait to see the king.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait to see him. Come on.
Wherefore, they shall say unto you, oh, he is in the desert.
Go not forth.
Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east.
From the what?
Out of the east.
East.
And shineth even unto the west.
To the west.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
So what he's saying to you is, look up.
Yeah.
your redemption draw nigh.
Yeah.
Look up.
Come on.
The lightning is so fast it shines from the east to the west. You can't see anybody. That's what y'all saying. You ain't gonna miss me when I'm
trying to scale.
Boy, the lightning shining from the east to the west.
That's
the way the Most High encouraging us. I want to be preparing us for a good death.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I mean, a good Israelite ain't going to pass up on a good death. John.
Hallelujah.
The Baptist.
John.
He didn't pass up on a good death.
Mm-hmm.
No, we ain't going to pass. Shit, we ain't pass up on a good death.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your sorry ass life. I'm going on.
Hallelujah.
I'm going.
Always.
Come on, teach.
Well,
wheresoever the car
is. Hold on. Did I supposed to go AWOL on us? Bring some beer in here. Now, this is a very key point right here.
Come on.
For wherever the carcass is. Watch this. Read on.
There will the eagles be gathered together.
Y'all get that right? These are the scavengers that are scattering off the meat and bones of men. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Immediately after.
Stop.
Come on. Break it down. Yeah. The way it is.
See, we were small fries way back then, me and teacher saying. Small. Everybody was talking about this great damn tribulation. We're going to bullshit. They sold 30 million something copies of this Left Behind series. I go, y'all people are stupid as shit. How in the hell can you believe this damn shit? Are you following me? Mind you, holy, look at me and teacher saying. Damn cheeks and chow, man. Little old country. Y'all got them old little country bonkins. What do we know? Well, because the damn juggernaut. The lying-ass preachers.
Yes.
Telling everybody else that you're going to have a 7-year tribulation period. Y'all don't understand. We went out late 20s, early 30s talking this shit. It's like, man, y'all people out of your damn mind. You don't read the book. Oh, shut up. I know you shut the hell up.
Me?
Yeah.
15?
I'm sitting there thinking, y'all there on Twitter. I'm sitting there thinking, are y'all out of your damn mind? You can't read with understand. That's how I knew y'all was dealing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't dealing with them. These people was policing them. People, I'm serious about saving men's souls alive.
Yes.
I am not. No, he that winneth souls is wise.
Yes.
He that winneth souls is wise.
Yes.
That's why he said he that have ears let him hear. See, God set this thing up.
Yes.
Not for you and your own independent ass pride to come to your so-called self-revelation.
Mm-hmm.
He sent apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Yes,
he gave us elders and deacons and all the works of the ministry.
Yes.
For your edification.
Yes.
For you to be able to hear them. So
yes,
at ease your damn self.
Yes. That's it.
You ain't hearing from Yah.
Yeah.
You're going to hear from a man of Yah that if you got the Ruach that comes from Yah, it will bear witness with our spirit that we are the son of Yah. God damn. And why everybody want to pass?
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You got the Ruach.
Yes, sir.
I got the Ruach. You got the Ruach.
Yes, sir.
If I say some old shit, the Ruach is all mad going along.
Yes, sir.
But if I'm bearing witness with the spirit of truth, what are you going to do?
Yes,
you're going to bear witness in you.
Yes,
you're going to stop.
Yes.
Quick in.
Yep.
His spirit bear witness with our spirit.
Yes, sir.
Come on, chef.
Let me say this again.
Come on.
This is Yah's doing.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's marvelous in our eyes.
Marvelous. Glorious.
And you people worried about, they ain't trying to exalt a man. Listen, the Bible says, don't let your own lips praise you. But another man, if you ain't did shit, don't expect no damn praise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you done did shit,
mm-hmm,
you get a little bit of accolades,
mm-hmm,
everybody know where the boast go. We make our boast in Yah.
Yes.
Whoever you cannot bypass and say, brother, thank you for making the sacrifice so we can see it in front of us. Thank you very much.
Man,
I them prideful, arrogant-ass people. Thank shit. Somebody encourage people. That makes sense?
Yeah,
sir. Now people don't even want to praise. Let's go over this again. Let not your own
lips
praise you. Hey, so if somebody doing good, you don't want to praise?
Wow.
You don't give them no accolades? That's it, man. We help us one to another in fear of y'all. You don't say thank you, brother.
Right.
Yes. You that damn...
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You
own
the
ship.
But you're spiritual.
You own the
ship. You're spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
you.
This
is
our shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sorry.
Yes,
read these.
Immediately after, the tribulation of those.
We're still in Matthew 24. We are. Read.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And
then
shall appear
that great day,
the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
That's what we all waiting for.
Ooh,
he
shall be saved.
I'm telling you, I'm not complaining, but I've actually prayed this. I've actually asked the Father, please help me, Father. You know, he said, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
I will repay.
Yes.
I asked him, I said, just, Father, I know you got it. You got it. But just let me just get one good lick in. All I want is one lick. just one lick. I mean, Isaiah said, is this the man? You call nations and questions. That's the man. If you are a damn man, I'm taking a damn fight.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm a man.
Yes,
you a man? I don't give a damn. You be Charlie damn Green, Elvin Giant.
Yes.
If you a man, I'm taking a fight. Is this the man?
Yes, sir.
This the man? I'm taking that fight. I am in that fight.
I'm with it.
Anyway, never mind.
Come on,
don't worry about it.
Come on,
I'm in it.
You in that? You in that, Shepard?
You did say, "Is this a man?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna narrowly look up on your ass. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I'm always with y'all.
Yes,
I'm with
right.
Y'all, sure. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All I ask for, just let me get. That's all I ask. He already going to give us everything we need. I just want one lick.
Yes,
we'll see what the Most High did. He does all things well.
Yes, sir.
I told someone that Jesus Christ is God, and they said I was wrong. Oh, shit. Sean Sterling. Come on.
We here?
I told someone that Jesus Christ was God, and they said I was wrong. They said Jesus is the Son of God, but he is not the Most High God, who is right. And I appreciate your guidance on this. God bless you. Sean, you still there? Just type yes in the chat room. Just type yes in the chat room. I got you to see them eyes now, dude. I ain't like y'all, man. Y'all got them damn bionic eyes.
I'm sitting here with you. I'm sitting here with you. I'm here with you, Shepard.
Praise God.
Over
again.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Teach how many times we have done this shit over the years. To try to put this to rest. Oh, good. Sean said, we're going to take this time out to answer this. Rock. Hey, Daniel, we're going to extend this about 5 minutes, all right? We're going to hit this. Let me read this again. He says, I told someone that Jesus Christ is God, and they said I was wrong. They said that Jesus is the Son of God, but he is not the Most High God. Who is right? Appreciate your guidance on this. Well, Shemal Exit says, Hero Israel, Yahweh Elohim is
one,
right?
Yes, sir.
We can all receive that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so go to Ephesians 4:5.
One master.
One what?
One master.
Go ahead.
One faith.
Come on.
One baptism.
Come on.
One Elohim and Father of all.
Uh-huh.
Who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
So there's bearing witness with his smoke, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Exodus 5, right?
Yes, sir.
Exodus 15. Okay, so let's go to Isaiah 7:14. Thank you. the Elohim,
yes,
the creator,
yes, that's it,
himself, what are you going to do?
Shall give you a sign.
Give you what?
A sign. Behold.
Behold what?
A virgin shall conceive.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. We're going, coming back to this, go to Matthew 1:23.
Yes.
Y'all starting something.
Yeah, we are.
And most people that say make these assertions, they ain't not ready for this.
Yeah.
Read on.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Call his name what?
Emmanuel.
Let's stop and go back to Isaiah 7:14. We're going to go back to this, though.
Yes, sir.
Because we got to finish it out.
Yes, sir.
You just can't stop there.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Therefore, God,
uh-huh,
himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
What kind of person going to conceive?
A virgin.
Read on.
And bear a son.
No. Uh-huh.
And shall call his name.
We're talking about the son, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Son, emphasis, subject.
Yes, sir.
Go back to Matthew 1:23.
Come on.
We put a lot of them online. Come on.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child.
Come on.
And shall bring forth a son.
Come on.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Which
being interpreted.
What is the interpretation of that?
Yah with us.
Now let's go back to Isaiah 7:14.
Come on, Chef.
So Matthew said this son is basically Yah with us.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Three prophets.
Therefore, Yah himself shall give you a sign.
Uh-huh.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
Come on.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
And come on. You hear that? The son is going to be called what?
Emmanuel.
Go to Isaiah 9:6.
Unto us. Unto us.
Or what?
A child is born.
Don't that sound like a child that was born? Man. Did y'all say, away in a manger was Jesus? Shut up! The little Lord Jesus. Shut the hell up! Lays down his sweet head. Let me stop this thing. Oh, Jesus.
All right,
you're right. Amen. Isaiah 9:6, go on, teach. Because these people think we're without knowledge.
Yes, yeah.
Come on.
Unto us, a child is born. Mm. Unto us, a son is given. And the government.
And the what?
Government
shall be on what?
Shall be upon his shoulder.
On the shoulders of the son.
Yeah.
His name shall be called
Wonderful.
Long as the prophet Isaiah, name shall be called
Wonderful.
Read on.
Counselor.
Son, name is going to be called
Counselor.
Read on.
The Mighty Elohim.
Now, stop. I can't help it. Sorry, little pea brain mind.
Yeah.
Cannot comprehend y'all. I'm sorry that you try to bring him down to the level of natural man. But when David said about make my bed in hell, you would be on that. Okay, where I'm at. You there. There's no one. Where can I run? Where can I hide from?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, you there.
You always there.
You're always there. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And you people have trouble over Elohim being able to speak from Shemayin and then being in a body?
Mm.
Who can limit him?
No one.
He's not like man that he should repent.
Man. Yes, sir.
You people in your little quasi-ass mind.
Yes, sir.
You stupid, dumb-ass people.
Come on, Chef.
You know, y'all can't be no bigger than that own comprehension of that pea brain mind.
Right. That's it.
Even though he created your ass out of nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Into the damn dust. See, the problem is belief.
Yes,
that's
the truth.
That's the problem.
Yes.
If I don't believe that, I don't give a shit if you don't believe. Read.
You get under there?
The everlasting Father.
So that Son is also called a what now?
The everlasting Father.
Don't even let me go to Revelations 1. Let me stick here, though.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Because you already done, you're finished.
Yeah.
And don't let me end this in Revelation 22. Come on.
The Prince of Peace.
The
Prince.
John 7:38. Start at verse 37, then read verse 38. Listen, Pastor, that was off the damn chain.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just a pastor out of y'all's own heart.
Yes,
I'm not
out
of the man's heart.
Yeah.
I'm out of y'all's own heart.
Yes,
and when you got a brother and a friend with me, you got one for life. I promise. I ain't breaking a contract. I'm not the one. I don't break contracts. I don't break friendships. They break them from me. I don't break them.
That's true.
Read on.
In the last day.
In the what day?
The last day.
We know what the last day is, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the seventh day, the feast day. Come on.
That great day of the feast.
Yes.
Come on.
Jesus stood and cried.
What
did
he say? What did he say?
Feed him at thirst, then come unto me and drink.
You hear that?
Mm.
If you're what, thirsty, come unto me and drink.
Yes.
Got a river of life.
Yes.
Flow out of me. Make the land to walk and the blind to see. Open the prison doors and let the captives free. They expect us Israelites to be like a bunch of weak, decrepit-ass Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. Yeah. When you start talking like this, you start a war cry.
Yeah.
And we get pumped up. We get motivated for war.
Yeah.
We get our adrenaline up and we don't feel the pain when death.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Papa
Dodge,
sing that song. Hallelujah. I don't
want to
sing.
They ain't ready for this. They ain't ready for this.
I'm trying to
sing. Ain't ready for this.
Come on.
Come on.
He that believes on me, my goodness, as the scripture has said.
As the scripture has what?
Said.
As the scripture has said.
Said.
As the scripture has said.
I said.
Yeah.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yeah. Go to Isaiah 28.
Oh, come on.
Start in verse 16, though.
Mm-hmm.
As the scripture has said.
Come on,
man. And you can go to John 2:28 if you want that.
Yeah.
And 29.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 36.
You can go
to Jeremiah 31.
Man. Yeah.
Woo.
There it is.
I love that. See that?
I love that.
I'm calling them out.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Raising up young warriors.
Right?
That way, when I get old, y'all think y'all gonna come and kill Pastor Doc. I'm promise I'm gonna have 30 years. I'm gonna have me damn lays on myself. I'm gonna light your ass up. But I'm always gonna have a bunch of sons around me. They're gonna be guarding me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That is
true.
And they're like, you ain't getting the Pastor Doc.
Glory to
the. You ain't gonna try to take him out of there. I'm gonna get your ass.
Yes, sir.
Everybody said, why you got all these damn goods around here for you?
Hallelujah.
Say that shit. For you.
Yes. There's a bullet with your name on it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Well, precept must be upon precept.
Mm-hmm.
Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little.
Yes.
Oh, with stammering lips.
For what kind of lips?
Stammering.
What
What kind of lips?
Stammering.
What kind of lips?
Stammering.
And a what?
And another tongue.
Another what?
Another tongue.
Something you ain't familiar with.
Yeah.
Shall he what?
Will he speak to
his
people?
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, you're barking down the wrong alley. I keep telling y'all, this word is literally ingrained in us.
Amen.
We can go. You convinced?
Sorry, we're going to ride it back.
Brother? There was a wise man. Can't wait to meet him. We're going to meet him. You know it, right?
Yes, sir.
He said, I will hide your words.
Come on.
My heart that I might not
sin against thee.
Sole purpose of the word.
Yes.
Sole purpose.
Yes,
period. I want to meet a man like that. Don't y'all want to meet a man like that?
Yes.
I want to meet a man like that.
That's right. That's
y'all's own heart. Because we're going to have some stories to tell.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yes, sir.
Good, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said, who the king of... excuse me. Who the king of glory? No, excuse me. Y'all is. Y'all's the king of glory. I think the problem is today is that the people who levy charges, the people who put forth the finger, they don't even really know. They're so used to questioning that they're not used to being challenged.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
But when you start challenging them, the questions stop.
Yeah.
Every bit of them stops.
Right.
Go to John 14.
Yes, sir.
We won't finish on this. We got lined in, right? We should have lined in tonight. Hey, we got somebody in spirit, y'all. What's up, Mr. Dow? It's been a while since I've seen y'all. I tell Rob Masters, I say, Shalom, why don't you tell him? You say, Shalom. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell Robbie? Tell him Shalom.
Yeah.
Rob always on him. Now, he's busy now.
Yeah.
Isn't that a son? Oh, Daniel Mears said, big lies be. Oh, yeah, that's big lies be. Daniel lies
be.
I know, Dave, you can't hide, man. You're not a tiny. I know you think you're a tiny man. I get it, brother. You're a big man. You don't think that. When you're big, you don't think you're that. TJ, look at this deceiving ass.
Yeah.
TJ was saying, my pastor, you know, you're the. I'm trying to tell y'all, when you're looking through the lens of eyes, you're thinking that, okay, this is nice, this is a big problem, this is a big problem, big problem. You don't see the reality of that.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Look at that. It looks like David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's 320 to 230.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of damn weight.
Yes, sir.
TJ, big man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just for instance, TJ is a big man by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Daniel Mirror, he's just a big man by
nature.
Yes, sir. El Rufus, he's just a big man by
nature.
They just a big ass man.
Yep.
Yes,
sir.
That's just their nature.
Mm-hmm.
They just big.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You just big.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Do you have medium man by nature, small man by nature, you understand what I mean?
Yes.
They don't diminish them from being men, they just what they are.
Yes.
I think when he saw that, he finally got it, though.
Oh, yes.
You know, he was like, oh, no, I don't want to hear that. Stop that, TJ. Just come here. is a big man by nature. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And to say anything different, you're a fool. That's just the way they are. That's their makeup. That's their build. What are we going to do with y'all's ecosystem?
Right.
Oh, hell no. We got a few more minutes. We got to get up out of here. It's almost 15 after. I'm waiting for lines in. Well, where we at, Teach?
Is it John 14?
Read. Yeah.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Read, come on.
Believe in Yah, believe also in me.
Yeah.
In my father's house are many mansions.
If not so,
I would have told you. I go to prepare a place.
So Yahshua is going to prepare a place for you in the father's house, right? Read on.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself.
He will receive us to what? Read on.
That where I am?
Wherever he is.
There you may be also.
And that's where you're going to be also. Yeah. And let me throw this in there real quick. Add it in there as an addendum.
Come on.
Yahshua said, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. You're prepared.
Yeah.
Read on.
Come on. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you may be also.
Wherever I am, there where you going to be.
Yes,
come on.
And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas says unto him, Master, we know not whether you goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Whoa. Yes, you said that I am stuff.
Yeah.
I am that I am. Who said that I am stuff?
Yeah.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Who said I am stuff?
The Yahweh.
Man, back it
some
more.
The Yahweh. Come on, in the
The Yahweh.
I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Come on, with it, Chef.
That I am.
Yes. And mighty.
And besides me,
there is no other.
You can find that out there, 42 and 43.
That's right.
Now, don't tell me we give plenty of proof to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We give y'all everything you damn need.
That's right, Chef.
Read on, Teach.
I am the way.
Mm-hmm. The way.
I am the truth. Him and have seen him. Mm. Philip said unto him,
now wait a minute. if you know the Father is sinning, what more question you to ask? So Philip said, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'm on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So just show us the Father.
Yeah.
We'll be satisfied. Read.
Good. He said unto him, have I been so long with you?
I've been all this time.
All this time.
Come on.
And yet you have not known me.
You don't
even
know me.
Wow.
Now, I want y'all to listen to something.
Come on. Yes, sir.
It is written, right?
Yes.
Word, right?
Yes, that's right.
All we got to go on is his word. Most of you, you never had the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have. If this word is wrong, I don't mind being wrong. Because I've already had the confirmation of the Spirit and the anointing behind me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But if his word is right and our interpretation is right, you got to help him pay.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Yep.
And you will pay him.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Think about that for a second. Because if I'm missing this, I won't miss it because of the word.
Yes.
But if you miss it, you're going to miss it because of your own vain ass opinion.
That's right.
You're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And even in the midst of translation, we have been able to put Moses, the prophets, and Yahshua and the apostles together.
Yes,
we'll be done.
And hear the word of Yahweh, Elohim.
Yes.
You better wake the hell up.
Yes.
You better wake the hell up.
Yes.
Y'all dealing with his people.
Yes.
In his daytime. Now, read on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He that has seen me.
Have what?
Has seen the Father.
See who?
Mm.
See who?
The Father.
See who?
The Father.
See who?
The Father.
Read on.
Now, bless you then. Show us the Father.
You still looking for the Father. You back in the day like Moses. Well, at least you get to see him face to face. Moses only got to see his ass.
I see it.
And you don't get to see a damn thing today but a testimony.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Read on.
Believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, now I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwells in me.
Yeah.
The Father dwells well.
In him.
He does the what?
Yeah. The works.
Who does the works in us? The Father.
Yes. In
the beginning. That's it. Yes. Period. We ain't got no power, bro. We don't do shit about it.
I ain't do nothing.
Make a mess of stuff.
Yeah, we do. We good at that.
Yeah.
Read on.
Believe me that I am in the Father.
And
in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake.
No, believe me for my testimony.
Right. The very work's sake.
Believe me for what I say.
For the very work's sake.
Believe me because I got designer clothes.
For the very work's sake.
Believe me because I got a lot of money.
Yeah. For the very work's sake.
Believe me because I can figure out business.
For the very work's sake.
Read on.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
truly,
he that believes on me, the works that I shall do,
shall do what?
On also. Now he do also.
As you see, I'm going to stop right there because we can go on a whole nother vein of scripture.
Yeah, because,
and we can run this thing from 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll still be here.
Yeah.
Somebody said, question, Pastor? No, you ain't got no questions. Faith come by.
Here
it is. You ain't got no questions.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, I got a question.
Yeah. Come on.
Old fools, and slow and hard.
Come on.
Why is it taking you so damn long to believe?
That's my question.
That's it? That's my question.
Yeah,
play
that part. Oh, yeah, let's play.
Say, man.
Yeah.
Where?
Yes, sir.
When my little Donald Jr. was going to sign with the brother, said he's all right there.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all,
fans. We're signing out.
Glory to the King.
Israel, win the house. Where we at? Right there. And we good?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We'll get our rear ends ready for tomorrow morning.
Hallelujah.
See what the Most High God has for us.
Yes.
Whatever he extends to us.
Hallelujah.
Reproof, rebuke, correction, admonishment, it doesn't make no difference. It's going to be received. It's going to bring forth a holy nation.
Hallelujah.
We'll We love y'all. Monkey Bastard, every single one of you that donated, and I didn't mention your comment by Cash App or PayPal or
Super Chat.
Super Chat. We're here. We see y'all. And we're going to watch the thing again. I want to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
It's just good to have y'all as Israel with us.
I mean,
my advice is you better told y'all about Patreon. You won't hear what I got to say.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm going in on this damn pandemic stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, we bless y'all. Sweet precious.
Mm.
And strong. Lives being coming up. And the victorious in mighty name.
Yes.
Of Yahshua HaMashiach.
Every knee.
Jesus. The Christ.
Yes, sir. Mm.
Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Glory to Yahweh Elohim, our Father. Come on. See y'all tomorrow morning. Israel the king.
Come on, Jesus, take us out.
In this generation, I mean, these women may be thanking y'all for being the fear of y'all out here, though.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
Care what was